Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The housing shortage is fueling home prices.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. The median price of an existing single-family home increased in 89% of metropolitan areas in the fourth quarter. Joining me now with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Casisto. Laura, you say that's because the number of homes for sale fell to the lowest level in nearly two decades.
Yeah, so this has been an interesting and really persistent problem in the housing recovery. Even as mostly things are getting better, even as home prices are rising, even as more people are getting more confident, they're buying homes, we're still seeing this dearth of homes. And what's particularly worrying is that it's getting worse the further into the recovery we get. It should be, in theory, getting better. And there are a few reasons for that. One is that home builders aren't building enough homes. A second is that there seems to be some evidence that retirees are just saying, I'll just stay here. I like my house. I'm not going to move. So they don't put their homes in the market. And another reason is, just people having kind of got burned during the last that last housing boom and bust, and just not being as interested in trying to buy and sell their homes anymore, and just kind of wanting to stay put and be content with what they have. All those things kind of together are meaning that we just don't have nearly enough homes for sale. And of course, that drives prices up.
So what are some of the places that are hardest hit?
As you might expect, a lot of them are sort of these big coastal areas. San Jose, for the first time sometime last year, became the first metro where the median housing price is more than $1 million now.
I remember when that happened.
So that has to be a little disheartening if you're thinking of buying a home there.
My husband would like to move us back there, and it's a funny and sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I think I'll stay in New York City. It feels less expensive.
Yes. It's true, actually. then we run down the list. It's just California, some San Francisco, some Anaheim. Honolulu makes the list, too. So those are all places where you probably, if you're just sort of an average 30-something couple, aren't looking forward to buying a home anytime soon.
Well, how about some of the least expensive places? Has that list changed much?
So those are places which it's interesting, where prices have just been kind of flat for a long time. And they're also sort of places you might guess. Places kind of scattered throughout the Midwest, lots of former Rust Belt cities. So places where it's actually great. It's super affordable to buy a home. The problem is that there aren't a ton of jobs. There's not a lot of job growth in those places. So for kind of young couples starting out, it's not really the best place to move. If you're a retiree and you're also trying to sell your home, also not really good news, mm-hmm. but definitely still super affordable.
So you touched on this briefly a moment ago, but the fears that young people will be shut out entirely. Do folks have any tips for what they can do?
The shortest answer is maybe you should move to some small town in Illinois or something
right.
like that.
So long as you don't need employment to
right,
pay for it.
Exactly. But in terms of, let's say you wanna stay put. It's a good question. I mean, there are definitely, one of the stories that we're going to look at a little bit is, are there better times, are there easier times to buy a home than not? I think things are going to start to get a little bit better starting in kind of March and April. People are more inclined to start putting their homes on the market. Getting pre-qualified is another tip that brokers will often give people. Getting pre-qualified for a mortgage, because one of the reasons that young people are being shut out is when you're in a competitive market. Some people can pay in cash, and sellers are more likely to take them. Mm-hmm. And then there's sort of a tricky balance between saying, do we maybe want to live further out? Do we want to move further into the suburbs where things are more affordable, but we've kind of gotten to use this lifestyle of living in the city? And
right.
that's a really tricky question for people. But I mean, that's obviously one way to find a more affordable home.
We're talking about the housing shortage and rising home prices with Laura Casisto, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Laura, what else are you working on?
Oh, so there was something else we did this week, looking a little bit at the supply shortage. And what's interesting about it is it's not across the board. There is a big and growing shortage of starter homes, but there's actually a glut of homes at the top end. So, you know, this company called Trulia, sort of a Zillow, part of Zillow, they did a survey that found that 27% of online home searches on their website were for starter homes, but only 20% of their listings were for starter homes. And meanwhile, 44% of searches were for luxury listings, and 55% of their listings were for luxury homes. And so basically, you see there's this sort of mismatch between there are more people searching for starter homes than there are homes, and fewer people searching for luxury homes than there are homes. And basically what that spells out is that if you're looking for a home on the bottom end of the market, it's probably going to be a pretty tricky few months for you. But if you're trying to sell your home the top end of the market, it's also really tough. And that's been kind of something that's been built up over the course of the recovery. Builders have been building more high-end homes. High-end home sellers are just doing better economically, so they're more willing to kind of sell and move on. And so I think that mismatch is going to be the really tricky thing this spring selling season. You're going to see people with million-dollar homes in lots of places having trouble selling them, and people still having trouble finding $125,000 homes.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Laura Casisto joining me here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.